那这个主题呢，事实上是接续上个礼拜六早上，上个安息日早上呢，马太执事的主题哈。
And this is actually this topic, Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, was a, is a continuation of the last Saturday's sermon from Deacon Matthew.
好，我们求神的灵呢，带领我们。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us this morning.
好，那我们上礼拜哈，马太执事呢，在这边跟我们一起来分享这个国王哈，也就是西西家王。
And last Saturday, Deacon Matthew shared with us this king, King Hezekiah.
好，那今天我们的主角哈，马拿西呢，是这个西西家王的儿子。
And today's the main protagonist is the Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah.
好，所以说一个父亲是一个，另外一个是儿子。
Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh.
啊，上礼拜我们也听到马太只是在这边跟大家讲说，要做神眼中看为正的事，这也是西西家王做的事。
And last Saturday, Deacon Matthew exhorted us that we have to pursue to be pleasing to God. And this is and Hezekiah lived his life.
对，
做 this way.
做神眼中看为正的事哈。
And to do things that is right before God.
好，那我们看这个儿子哈，这个儿子呢，马拿西呢，刚好相反。
However, unfortunately, Manasseh he did the opposite.
这个马拿西呢，做神眼中看为恶的事。
Manasseh did what was evil in the eyes of God.
好，那今天主题本来要写这个啦，写说做神眼中看为恶的事哈，但是没有任何鼓励性，所以我们就换这个主，换这个，把他的名字拿出来讨论哈。
I was actually thinking of having this topic, Manasseh, who did evil in the eyes of God, but I felt that it was a little bit it has a very negative tone, so I decided to change my topic.
对，我们看历史哈，我们看历史，其实我们就在学习了以色列民他们的信仰的生活。
When we read the history of the Bible, we see how the Israelites led their lives.
我们看到以色列信仰生活的问题，也看到了我们自己信仰生活上的问题。
And their problems also reflected in the current problems that we are facing today.
所以今天我们常常说哈，看别人要想自己。
Therefore, it is a good saying that when you are looking at others, you are also reflecting upon ourselves.
好，那这样子，当我们在看以色列民历史的时候，对我们就有益处。
Therefore, this is a good way when we study the lives of the ancient Israelites.
好，在南国哈，在犹大国呢，总共有19个国王。
We know that in the southern kingdom of Judah, there were 19 kings.
马拿西哈，就今天这个主角哈，马拿西呢是第。是第十二，第一是其中一个。
And this King Manasseh, this protagonist, he was one of them, one of these 19 kings.
他是在位最久的。
And he actually ruled the longest.
55年。
And he ruled for 55 years.
他在十二岁的时候呢，做国王。
He became king when he was 12 years old.
哦，所以我们可以看到。马拿西在十二岁当国王的时候，他的爸爸西西家留下一个非常好的国家给他。
When Manasseh took the throne from his father, the country was very prosperous.
所以我们看到，因为我们上礼拜有学到哈，他的爸爸西西家王呢，做了神眼中看为正的事，所以神给他祝福，在信仰，在以色列信仰上面一直带领他，因为他做正的事。
Because his father Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of God, God blessed him greatly.
所以在我们看哈，在历代志下，我们都在读历代志下。现在历代志下呢，好，圣经里面用了四个章节哈 ，four chapters， 四个章节记载了西西家王在位的时候29年的事情。
In the book of Second Chronicles, the author uses four chapters to describe the life. Of King Hezekiah when he ruled 29 years.
好，来到马拿西呢。
When we come to Manasseh.
他这个儿子哈，他的儿子在位55年哦。
These are the 55 years that he ruled.
他做神眼中看为恶的事哦。
He did what was evil in the eyes of God.
好，但是呢，圣经只用了历代志下33章1到20节，用了20节记载他的事情。
And in the book of Chronicles, it only uses 33 verses to describe his life.
20 verses.
20 verses, I'm sorry.
就今天我们的主题会在 历代志下33章1到20节。
And this is described in the 2 Chronicles chapter 33 verses 1 to 20.
所以我们看到哈，我们现在这边做一个小小的结论，人生的长短哈，其实没有太大的决定性了，不代表什么意思哈。
It doesn't matter how long we live.
哦，在当国王的时候的时间长短在神的面前不代表任何事情。
And it doesn't matter in the eyes of God how long you were a king.
重点是神记录了我们什么。
But the most important thing is what was recorded in our book of life.
这个才是重点哦。55年神做神眼中看为恶的事，这个就不值得神再纪念。
And it's not really nice if the 55 years that you were on the throne and God did not remember what you did because of all the evil things.
做了29年，做神眼中看为正的事，神必定纪念。
However, 29 years and King Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of God. That counts for something.
好，所以看看我们自己的信仰。
And what about we ourselves, our faith?
好，我们看，所以说，在这个历史当中，马拿西这个儿子呢，被列为是坏的国王 ，bad king。
Manasseh, we know him as an evil king.
好，马拿西呢，在位时候一百多年之后，整个犹大国就被巴比伦整个灭掉了
And a hundred years later, we see that Babylon destroyed Judah.
然后呢，都是因为什么？都是因为这个儿子西西家王这个儿子马拿西呢，在耶路撒冷所行的恶事。
And it was due to the evil deeds that Manasseh committed in Jerusalem.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15.
十五章第四节。
Jeremiah 15 verse 4.
耶利米书第十五章第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 2.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
第四节又必使他们在天下万国中抛来抛去，都因犹大王西西家的儿子马拿西在耶路撒冷所行的事啊。
Verse 4, I will hand them over to trouble to all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem.
我们注意看哈，我们注意看这里面有四个字，这个中文哈，中文这边有讲到说。他们会在这个他们指的以色列民会在天下万国中被抛来抛去。
Here it says that they will be handing over to trouble.
英文讲 handing over to trouble， 也就是说他们不会再有平安了。
And it also means that they will not have peace.
他们不会再有神的看顾了。
They will lose God's protection.
这个不是讲外邦人哦。
And this does not refer to the Gentiles.
这讲的是以色列民，也就是神从埃及地带出来的以色列民到这个时代哈，这些所有的神的选民哦，会被在万国当中被抛来抛去哈。
This them refer to God's people, the Israelites, whom God led from Egypt out. They will be handed over to trouble.
这里面看到了哈，都是因为西西家王的儿子马拿西做的事情。
And it was because of the deeds of Manasseh.
马拿西是犹大国第十三个国王。
And King Manasseh was the 13th king of Judah.
他后面还有六个国王。
And after him there were six more kings.
但是这节告诉我们说，因为马拿西所犯的罪使得犹大国灭亡。
And it says here because of the deeds of King Manasseh, that Judah was destroyed.
好，那马拿西到底犯了什么罪
？What sins did Manasseh commit？
而且这个影响力会影响到六个国王之后，神还是决定要灭了这个国。
And this has a great impact on the subsequent six kings.
啊，这个国是神的选民。
And this nation is God's nation.
圣经告诉我们，马拿西做了神最严厉禁止、最不准许以色列百姓做的事情。
And Manasseh has committed the most evil and despicable deeds in the eyes of God.
然后又引诱百姓做神不允许的事情。
And he also influenced the people to do acts that were against God.
所以整个以色列百姓在 马拿西的带领之下，全部朝向灭亡的路子啊。
Therefore, under the rule of King Manasseh, the people, were going toward destruction.
哦，所以历史呢，把它结论了。历史说马拿西呢是最坏的犹大国里面最坏的一个国王。
In the spiritual evaluation of King Manasseh, he was the most evil king in the history of Israel.
在神的眼前。
In the eyes of God, he was the most evil.
不是在人的眼前哦。
And it's not in the eyes of man.
因为他在人的眼前治理了国五十五年，是最长的一个国王。
Because in the eyes of man, he ruled for 55 years, and that's a very long time.
以世界的观点来看，五十五年应该是最成功的国王，怎么是最差的
？And to be on the throne for 55 years meant that you are very successful king.
所以今天我们在信仰上追求什么？
In our life today, what are we pursuing?
我们是在要追求在人前面的成功，还在神前面的成功
？Are we pursuing success in the eyes of men or success in the eyes of God?
好，我们值得我们去想一想哈。
And this is something that's worthy of our attention.
好，我们首先先看看马拿西的身世了。马拿西应该说，我们说看看马拿西的出生哈。
Let's look at the birth of Manasseh.
好，马拿西的出生哦，他的国王，我们刚才讲过，他的父亲叫西西家。
And we know that his father was King Hezekiah.
好，那西西家呢？看神。做了神眼中看为正的事。
And we know that King Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of God.
好，他去除了丘坛 high place.
He removed all the high places.
他毁坏了所有的这些偶像。
And he destroyed all the altars and the idols.
对，砍下木偶。
And he chopped down all the wooden idols.
敬虔的来尊敬神，敬拜神。
And he led the people to worship God.
那在他在整个犹大国的前后呢，都没有一个国王像他这样，这就是这个爸爸哈。
And before and after King Hezekiah, there was no king that was like King Hezekiah.
好，上礼拜马太子也讲了哈，他打亚述国，然后最后呢，他跟神求 extension， 他的生命又长了十五年。
And we know that he also defeated the Assyrian king, and then later on he begged God to extend his life.
那西西家王之后，就这个好国王，西西家王之后呢？整个犹大国大概又持续了100年。
And after the rule of King Hezekiah, the nation of Judah continued for the next 100 years.
好，但是马拿西哈、哦，刚才讲了，马拿西做了五十五年了，马拿西占了这一百年的一半。
And we know that out of these 100 years, Manasseh ruled almost half, 55 years.
马拿西上位的时候哈、哦，马拿西做国王的时候只有12岁。
And when King Manasseh went on the throne, He was only 12 years old.
哦，他的爸爸西西家呢，要求神给他多十五年的生命。
And King Hezekiah asked God to extend his life for another 15 years.
所以我们可以非常肯定哈、哦，这个马拿西呢是在神给西西家王多十五年那十五年出生的这个马拿西。
And we know that when you count, King Manasseh was born during this 15 years that God gave Hezekiah this extended life.
神给了这个爸爸哈、哦、西西家王恩典十五年。
God gave King Hezekiah 15 years of grace.
马拿西就生在神的恩典当中。
And King Manasseh was born during this period of grace.
换句话，那个时候的犹大国哈、哦，在那个时候呢，旁边所有国都不会再侵略他了。
And we know that this 15 years was a time of peace and prosperity for the nation of Judah.
而且所有全国人民因为这个爸爸的关系呢，都敬神，都敬畏神啊。
And because of the faithfulness of King Hezekiah, the whole nation prospered under God's blessings.
啊，但是没想到这个儿子十二岁上来之后呢，全部改变。
Sadly, when King Manasseh became king at the age of 12, he changed everything.
哦，他反而把他的爸爸所除掉的所有的这些神眼中看为恶的事全部带回来。
And he restored and put in place all the things, all the idols that his father had removed earlier.
我们看到这边哈，马拿西出生在恩典当中。
We know that King Manasseh was born when the country was in prosperity.
但是却没有感受到神的恩典。
But yet he could not feel the grace and blessings and love of God.
今天呢，我们也是生在恩典当中。
And today we are also living in the period of grace.
哦，我们的主耶稣已经为我们受死，洗去我们的罪，所以我们说我们生在 grace 恩典当中。
Our Lord Jesus had died for our sins on the cross, therefore we are living in the period of His grace.
哦，我们也身在神的爱中。
We are also living in His love.
好，但是我们是不是有去感受到神的这一份爱？
However, have we felt all His love and grace?
好，我们是不是有感受到说神这么的爱我，我怎么可以再回去以前的路呢？
Have we experienced His wonderful love and grace, and yet do we dare to go back to our old way of life?
好，我们来可以仔细，可以大家可以仔细想一想哈。
Let's ponder.
好，我们再来看马拉西犯了哪些罪。
Let's study what kind of sins did King Manasseh commit.
我们看回历代志下的三十三章。
Let's come back to Second Chronicles chapter 33.
历代志下三十三章
Second Chronicles chapter 33
从第二节到第十节都在讲全部讲完全马拿西做的事情
And from verses 2 to 10 it records the acts of King Manasseh
好马拿西我们看了三十三章第二节我们就看前半段
Let's read the first part from verse 2
他行主眼中看为恶的事
But he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
这边跟他的爸爸完全不一样哈。
And he did just the opposite of what his father did.
马拿西十二岁开始，十二岁做国王。
Manasseh became king when he was 12 years old.
啊，在那个时候哦，在那个时候，我们绝对相信当时的犹大国在神的带领、神的祝福之下呢，可以说是那个整个 region 哈，整个那个地区的一个带领者。
I'm sure the ruler at that time of Judah.
哦、是宗教的是经济的是外交的他都是 leader、哦、都是带领的
I'm sure、this nation of Judah is a center of religion of commerce、
哦、所以有许多的国家、哦、都把献祭的东西呢来送到耶路撒冷给这个国王
And I'm sure、King Hezekiah received gifts of idols
所以说我们可以看到马拿西在这后来的五十五他十二岁做王位五十五年当中他其实是一个不简单的国王，不是一个简单的国王。
And it's really not easy for King Manasseh to be on the throne for 55 years.
哦，我们说他可能也许想学他爸爸了，可能要学他的爸爸。
I'm sure he was trying to be like his father.
对，先把宗教复兴起来。
He wanted to revive the faith of the people.
然后呢，整个国家就能够接受什么？就能够接受到神的恩典跟照顾。
And only then he would be able to continue to receive God's blessings and graces.
这也是他爸爸做的第一件事情。
And he knew that this was what his father did.
来到新约叫什么？来到新约，我们看新约就是先求神的国跟神的义。
And when we come back to the New Testament, we have to seek after God's kingdom and righteousness first.
哦，在我们人生的路途当中，有很多 beginning， 有很多开始的时候。
In our journey of faith, there are so many beginnings.
在我们开始的时候，我们以什么为第一步
？However, what is our first step?
以我们的信仰当第一步。
We have to put our faith first above all.
那再下来踩的就是神眼中看为正的事。
And secondly, we have to pursue after things that pleases God, that is right before God.
马拉西呢却不是，马拉西先什么？先把所有神看为恶的事全部带回来。
However, unfortunately, Manasseh did the opposite. He put in place the things that God detests.
我们看到马拉西刚才讲了，马拉西生活是在这个恩典当中出生。
We know that Manasseh grew up in the time of wealth and prosperity in the nation of Judah.
啊，我们也绝对相信哈，他这个时候的生活绝对是非常顺利的，无忧无虑啊。
He had a very easy life.
哦。非常的 comfortable 很舒服啊
and he was living in comfort and luxury、
哦、所以说你可以看到说从三十三章的二到十节、哦、马拉西一路做下来很多很多神看为恶的事情、哦、
however if you continue reading the verses until verse 10 you see that he continued to do what was evil in the eyes of God、
哦、我们看到说他把圣殿呢全部放了偶像
and he placed all these idols in the temple of God.
好，他把什么？他把以前当时哈那个时候的其他宗教敬拜的方式，也就是其他当时风俗流行的，通通带回来。
And he also brought in all the wooden images and the altars, as well as as well as the customs and the traditions of the pagan.
对 pagan 哈，我们总结一下，其实就已经开始出现什么不分别为圣。
And we see here that Manasseh lost his sense of discernment.
哦，不分别为圣以后就开始不侍奉神。
He did not know what is sanctification, and he lost his heart to worship God.
所以今天也就是圣经一直在告诉我们，我们必须要把自己分别为圣。
Therefore, the Bible tells us today that we have to learn to discern and to be sanctified.
好，如果我们不把自己分别为圣，我们就很容易走上世界的潮流。
Because if we do not continually sanctify ourselves, we will slowly but surely be lured away by the world.
这就是马拿西当时犯的一个很大的错误。
And that was the problem with Manasseh.
当时马拿西时代哈，旁边的尼尼微城啦、巴比伦啦，这些都是大城啊。
We know that at that time, the nation of Judah lived was a neighbor to Babylon as well as Nineveh.
那些大城哦，充满了好多外邦的偶像。
And you know that the Assyrians and Babylonians they were worshiping idols.
而且那个偶像呢，越做越好看，越做越贵。
And they were building these beautiful wooden images and idols of their of their pagan gods.
好，如果大家如果有机会在欧洲啦哈，中东一带。如果去旅行的话，你会看到还有那样的遗迹存在哈。
And we see if we were to visit the Middle Eastern countries or Europe, we see all these remnants of their past pagan worship.
因为那个时候的外邦的神认为外邦人敬拜他们的神认为呢，做的越贵的神的偶像呢，表示什么越崇拜越虔诚啊。
Because the more valuable this idol or wooden images is.The more valuable or powerful this God is.
哦，所以我们可以看到说，在那个时候呢，当时外邦的人他们在敬拜他们神，认为说以这样的态度去敬拜神呢，是最对的跟最虔诚的方式。
Because to these pagan worshippers, that was the way they worshipped their gods.
哦，所以开始花钱。
They have to spend a lot of money to build all these idols.
花精神。
They have to spend. They have to put in so much effort.
好，然后能够求到自己的利益。
And they were only praying for things that were of this world.
这就是那时候世界的崇拜方式。
And this was the way how they worship their gods.
可是以色列民呢
？What about the Israelites?
以色列民哈，我们如果看旧约哈
，When we look at the Old Testament,
对。敬拜耶和华，敬拜神，其实没有什么吸引人的方式。
There's no special way to worship the Creator God.
好，也就是说，看起来从外表看起来，挺平常的嘛。
There's nothing special when we worship our God.
旧约时代的奉献是什么？把一只牛、一只羊带来圣殿，献给祭物，献成祭物，然后全部把它 burn offering， 把它烧掉。
And the older days, all the Israelites have to do is to slaughter a lamb and offer it to God，
对吧？然后，可是呢，我们看刚才讲过了哈，外邦人在外邦崇拜他们的神的时候呢，却是用很漂亮的偶像、很高贵的偶像来做敬拜。
The pagan worshippers, however, they worship their idols and wooden images that cost a lot of money and that are carved up from precious metals.
所以当以色列民看到说我只是烧一只牛好像不够虔诚耶。
Maybe the Israelites thought, just a simple lamb, it doesn't worth a lot of money.
对，也不代表我的身份耶。
And it doesn't reflect my status.
可是反观其他国家在敬拜他们的神的时候，偶像做得越高越漂亮呢，代表我的身份跟我的地位。
However, when they look around at the pagan worshippers, it seems that they were worshiping their god in a higher class manner.
所以我们看哈，这个马拉西这个国王呢，开始呢把这些 image， 把这些偶像呢，开始带入圣殿里面。
Therefore, Manasseh was influenced, and he brought in these wooden images and idols into God's temple.
让以色列民呢也可以朝着这些 wooden image， 这些木偶哈，这些精致雕刻的偶像呢来敬拜，因为这样才能够代表身份。
Because Manasseh wanted to bring more a prestige and honor to worshiping God.
这样才代表说信徒们非常的虔诚啊。
And he was pursuing after this outward attitude, posture of worshiping God.
因为摩西律法讲的说要献头生的，要无残疾的，要分别为圣的。哎，这个在外表看不出来呀。
Because Moses instructed them to offer up the firstborn, the unblemished, and that's unblemished.
所以今天的我们
that doesn't worth a lot of money.
今天的我们在信仰上要非常注意这一点。
Therefore, we have to be careful today.
因为今天的世界的讲的宗教呢，都是朝外表去，也就是要漂亮的偶像。求这个外表来看。
Because the religion of the world today is we have to worship in a beautiful building and a beautiful idol.
好，靠着奉献大量的钱财代表呢，我是虔诚的。
And when we can offer tons of money, it just goes to show that we are very devout.
好，已经不再讲说遵命胜过于献祭了。
And it doesn't reflect God's instruction that obedience is better than sacrifice.
不再讲说遵守神的旨意才是最重要的信仰了。
It no longer says that you have to do the will of God.
对，因为这些都是心里的。
Because this has to do with our hearts.
从外表看不见的。
Another person could not see what's inside our hearts.
既然看不见，似乎就不是很虔诚。
And to a person, giving and offering a lamb does not reflect that you are very devout.
好，但是如果我们开始追求外表的话，
However, if we are pursuing after superficial things,
我们会把精神花在外表上，
We will just focus on the outward.
我们会把能力花在外表上，
We put all our effort on the things that we can see.
让众人能够被 recognize 我。
So that we will be validated and recognized.
好，那如果我们朝这个方向去之后呢，我们的信仰就开始会有偏差。
And if we started to go down this road, then we will easily be deceived.
这就是马拿西当时做的。
And this was what happened with King Manasseh.
马拿西被神认为是做神眼中看为恶的事情。
Manasseh did what was evil in the eyes of God.
所以今天呢，我们不可以做这样的事情。
Therefore, today we have to not be like King Manasseh.
因为如果我们纯粹追求外表，在神眼中这就是恶的事。
Because if we are pursuing after the superficial things, this is considered to be evil in the eyes of God.
我们还是要回到遵守神的诫命，胜过于献祭。
Therefore, we have to live a life where obedience matters more than sacrifice.
好，我们还是要能够分别为圣，作为我们信仰的最基本原则。
And we have to learn to discern and to sanctify ourselves before God.
好，而不是用 mix 哈这种所谓混合式的。
And we should not mix the secular with the spiritual.
我们看到马拉西又做还有一件事情，他把他自己的亲生儿女哈烧掉献给神，献给外邦神。
And the words that Manasseh did was he caused his sons to pass through the fire.
哎呀，我们都会说，哇，这个马拉西够残忍的。
And we can say that Manasseh, he was so evil.
哦，但是呢，你会看到马拉西已经受当时这种外表形式的崇拜的影响，哈，献自己的女儿表示你是最崇高的、最前进的。
Because to be able to sacrifice your children, that's the top of the line in terms of pagan worship.
对，也是献祭嘛，哈，也是献祭的一种。
Because this is one way, the best way to worship these pagan gods was to offer up your children.
Offer, 哈，而且是用火烧。
And it's like to burn them up to their gods.
那今天我们的信仰呢？
What about our faith today?
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们看保罗讲的，哈。
What did Paul say?
这节我们常常会拿出来给大家一起来勉励。
And this is a very good verse for encouragement.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然啊。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
诶，这边告诉我们说要当成活祭献上。
Here it says that we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
诶，跟马拉西讲的说 把他的儿女烧献给神，好像差不多哎。
And literally, it could also mean what Manasseh did to his children, to his sons.
是的，奉献也就是没有自己把自己献上哈，没有自己喽。主权已经交出去了哈。
Because when you sacrifice something, you are giving all this sovereignty and authority to God.
今天我们的钱财、我们的时间要烧在哪里？
Today, where do we offer our money and time?
对，我们时间认为时间是我的，所以我不能奉献给神，我不能烧给神。
We want to have all the time we want. We are not willing to give God our time.
所以有时候我们看自己的信仰，其实看自己的时间就可以了。
If we want to really measure our faith, just look at how we spend our time.
每一个人哈，主耶稣在世界上也是一样，每个人都只有24小时，都一样的。
Because every one of us, even the ancient saints, they only have 24 hours a day.
对，那我们把自己的时间烧在哪，用在哪里好了？用在哪里
？Where do we use our time today?
哦，新约圣经告诉我们说，我们不能够同时侍奉什么？同时侍奉神又侍奉马门，不可以。
The Bible says that we cannot worship God and Mammon.
对，只有什么？圣经讲很清楚哦，只有恨这个，哦，爱那个。
You can only pick one.
对
，You hate one and love the other, and vice versa.
或是重这个轻那个。
Or you pay special attention to one thing and not the other.
那今天我们的状况都是我们想要找那个。平衡点哈 ，balance.
Today we all strive to have this balanced living.
但是啊，圣经新约圣经告诉我们说，这里面没有 balance， 没有平衡那一点呐、啊。
However, balance is not a biblical word.
是只有重跟轻。
It's only what is important and what is not.
好、哦，所以今天我们要抓住哈、哦，真的要抓住。
We have to hold on to the. We have to focus on one thing.
要不然我们的时间哈，我们奉献给神的时间会慢慢减少哦。
If we do not prioritize our life, then we will spend less time with God.
对，因为魔鬼呢，就希望我们奉献烧给神、用在神身上的时间越少越好。
Because the Devil did not want us to give our time, more of our time to God.
好，或是呢，同时间又奉献神，又敬拜神，又敬拜马门，这是撒旦最爱的哦。
And the devil will have a smile on his face if we give half of our time to God and half to the world.
对 ，half 哦，但是到最后只剩下什么？时间会越我们奉献给神的时间会越来越少，这就是魔鬼厉害的地方。
And later on, the percentage of our time given to God will slowly decrease.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我们看到刚才历代志下33的第九节，33章第九节。
Second Chronicles chapter 33, verse 9.
Verse 9哈，第九节，第九节，马拉西又做了一件事情。他这边说，马拉西引诱犹大和耶路撒冷的居民呢，以致他们行恶，比主在以色列面前所灭的列国更甚啊。
It says here, Manasseh seduced Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel.
所以马拉西不是只有自己犯罪哦，不是只有自己犯罪而已哦。
Manasseh did not commit sin himself.
他还带着百姓哦，全国百姓做一样。做神眼中看为恶的事情。
He also seduced the rest of the people in Judah to commit sin.
因为他是个国王。
Because he was the king.
他有权力。
He had the power and authority.
他讲话人家会听，一定要听。
And no one dared to disobey him.
所以这个国王马拉西做的决定，如果是神眼中看为恶的事，全国人民都跟着他做神眼中看为恶的事。
And if King Manasseh did what was evil in the eyes of God, I'm sure he would eventually influence the rest of the people.
圣经也告诉我们，也因为这个样子哈，神要灭了犹大国。
And that was the reason why God decided to destroy Judah.
好，那看看我们今天呢、啊、
？And what about us today?
今天我们是不是马拉西
？Are we the today's version of Manasseh?
对啊，弟兄，你们会说你开玩笑，我怎么是马拉西
？Maybe you'll say, are you kidding me?
好，今天我们讲话谁听
？Today, no one has a right to listen to what I say.
对。 今天我们的心是听谁的？
Today our hearts, who do we listen to?
我们在家里面我们听谁的？
Who do we listen to at home?
对，我们在教会里面，在扩大，我们在教会里面听谁的？
In the church, who do we listen to?
好，这就是马拿西。
And that's Manasseh for you.
对，在我们的心里面，我们是听神的，还是听这个世界的？
In our hearts, do we listen to the world or listen to God?
我们听马拉西，听这个世，就是听这个世界了。
If we are Manasseh, then we will listen to the world.
改变信仰。
We'll change our religion, our faith.
对 ，mix 的信仰哈，混合式信仰。
And we will be wishy-washy in our faith. We'll mix it up.
来到家庭里面。
Coming back to our family.
好。我们家里面哈，家里面一定会有人，会有一个人讲话比较大声。
I'm sure there's somebody who will be who has more power in our family, who are more influential in the family.
对，会有影响力啦哈。
And they have more impact.
哎，那今天我要做马拿西吗
？And today, do we want to be a Manasseh?
我带着全家人走向神看为正的，还是神看为恶的事？
Do we want to lead our family to do the things that are good in front of the eyes of God, or to do otherwise?
今天我带着我的先生，带着我的太太，带着我的小孩走向哪个方向
？Where do we lead our spouses and our children today?
哦，是不是也是一种混合式的信仰
？Is our faith mixed up?
也就是混合了世界潮流，再混合了我们自己的信仰。
Have we mixed our relationship with God with the secular?
哦，还是我们真的纯粹的 100% 做神眼中看为正的事情
？Or are we genuine Christians and we did what was right in the eyes of God?
对，今天我们是 RE 的老师，宗教教育的老师，我们把全班带往哪里
？Today, as an RE teacher, where are you leading your the children?
对，我是马拿西呢，还是西西家
？Am I a Manasseh or a Hezekiah?
因为学生会听我的。
Because the children will listen to what I say.
学生会看我的作为。
And the children's eyes are on me.
好，所以我是马拿西还是西西家
？And am I a Manasseh or a Hezekiah?
因为这个要负责的哦。
Because we are all accountable to what we say and what we do.
我们的信仰齁，自己要负责哦。
We have to be accountable for what we say and
家人的信仰齁，我要负责哦。
And I'm accountable to the faith of my family members.
哦，宗教教育教师的信仰，我要负责哦。
And the faith of the RE children, I'm accountable to them.
因为神叫马拉西负责啊，你看看马拉西你做的事情，结果害到什么？整个犹大国呢被神毁灭。
And we can see that God wanted to settle accounts with Manasseh.
哦，所以我们自己在有看以色列百姓的历史的时候，我们自己要很谨慎哈。
Therefore, when we read the history of the Israelite people, we have to be very vigilant.
哦，所以说刚才我们讲说，从第二节到第十节，马拉西做了一堆的神眼中看为错的事情。
And we from verses 2 to 10, we see all the evil things that Manasseh did.
而且全部哦，全部都是在有关于信仰的部分。
And they were all related to religion.
所以今天呢，我们也是要很谨慎哦。
Therefore, today we have to be made aware of this.
我们在信仰部分尤其在信仰上面呢，必须做对的决定。
That in our faith we must do right in the eyes of God.
我们在生活上要以信仰的原则做对的决定。
Therefore, in our lives we have to have the right principles and make the right decisions.
对，不然呢，神就叫我们要负责。
Otherwise, God will one day settle accounts with us.
好，不然呢，神就会说。我们神会说，我们把这个国家、把这个家庭、把这个教会带错了方向。
Otherwise, God will accuse us of bringing our family, our church, and our church to ruin.
哦，所以说我们要做，我们不能够随己意了，随心哈，随心来做决定。
Therefore, do not depend on ourselves to make a decision.
哦，所以说我们为什么说要常常读经祷告？因为从这当中可以帮我们做决定。
Therefore, it is important for us to read the Bible daily and to pray daily in order to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us.
哦，神会提醒我们哦，神还是会提醒我们的。
God will sometimes send a reminder to us.
对， 我们看第十节之后第十一节开始33章第十一节开始
And when we read verse 11 of chapter 33
那么就会 用很多方式来提醒马拿西亚
God uses many ways to make him wake up to make Manasseh wake up
对那是那因为再下来我们请大家一起我们慢慢可以去读到说神用什么方法去提醒马拿西
What way did God try to use to bring Manasseh
对神用什么神用当时的摩西律法提醒马拿西你做错了
And God was trying to get into Manasseh that what he did was wrong
然后再来神用先知在旁边呢告诉马拿西说你做错了
And God sent prophets to remind Manasseh that he was going on the wrong way.
对，然后最后什么？神用什么？神用痛苦，也就是亚述国、巴比伦国开始把马拉西抓到国外去那样的痛苦、来提醒马拉西你做错了。
At the end, God sent the Assyrian and the Babylonians to torture and to torment Manasseh.
对，所以、我们把它归类一下，神会用。这本圣经来提醒我们我们的错误。
God sometimes will use the Bible verses, Bible words to remind us, to make us wake up.
对，神会用他的道理神的先知，也就是现在的传道了来提醒我们的错误。
God will use His teachings and the preacher's words to remind us of our mistakes.
在新约时代呢，大家借着圣灵。了解神的话语之后，其实我们每一位都是祭司，都是传道。
However, in the New Testament, we are all priests and we are all prophets, and God uses the Holy Spirit to prompt us.
对，所以要互相提醒。
Therefore, we have to remind one another.
如果再下来，神就用什么？用试炼、用痛苦、用灾难来提醒我们。
If you refuse to listen, then God will afflict us.
对
，with pain.
因为那个 pain 痛才会真的提醒一个人呐、有时候。
Because pain will surely wake us all up spiritually.
因为呢，一旦有了痛苦呢，大家就会停下来想一想这个痛苦从哪里来。
Because when we are living in pain, we will pause and try to reflect upon ourselves.
对，然后去找寻什么痛苦的为什么会有这样的。为什么会有这样的试炼？去找它的原因出来。
And then sometimes you ask God when you are living in pain, what does God want us to learn through this painful journey?
对 ，want us to learn 要我们学什么
？What does God want us to learn?
这其实是我们要祷告的第一个部分第一个项目
<And S 1>
就是我们要问神说：主啊，你要我学什么
？This is a good way to start our prayer when we are in agony.
一旦我们有那个心的时候，神会借着道理，借着旁边人告诉你说，我们要学什么。
Then God sometimes will send someone to give you the answer, or sometimes when you read the Bible, something will just jump out from the Bible.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 119.
七十一节。
Verse
71. 七十一节。荧幕上大家直接可以看我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例呀。
And in verse 71, it says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes."
今天我们常常要拿这节来提醒自己
This is a good way to. This is a good verse to comfort us when we are suffering.
对，要我们学什么？
What does God want us to learn?
马拿西因为被钩子钩到了巴比伦之后呢，他真的清醒了
Manasseh, when he was in so much pain, he finally woke up.
然后他后来也悔改了
And he repented.
第十二节到第十三节，那个这个历代志下的三十三章十二到十三，你就看到马拿西的悔改
And in verses 12 and 13, we see the repentance of King Manasseh.
神也赦免他。
And God also forgave him of his sins.
所以神要什么？神要我们在痛苦当中学到真心的悔改。
Therefore, in our pain, God wants us to genuinely repent.
让我们在痛苦当中能够学习到我们得罪神的地方。
And in our pain, let us ponder and see which area of life we have offended God.
也就是说呢，我们要对自己的错误呢要负责。
We have to be responsible for our own wrongs and mistakes.
就像大卫一样。
It's just like King David.
大卫去抢人家的太太。
David slept with the wife of another man.
哦，结果呢？
And what's the outcome?
神告诉他说，刀剑必不离开你的家。
And God told him, the sword will never leave your family.
是的，神说你不至于死，因为神已经赦免你的罪了。
God had already forgive King David's sins, so he will not be killed by God.
但是哦，刀剑不离开大卫的家。
But yet, the sword will never leave his household.
所以再次提醒我们哈，真的，我们自己在信仰上面必须要非常谨慎呐。
Therefore, we have to tremble in our journey of faith.
哈，我们都是出生在神的恩典之下。
Because we all are born in this period of grace.
哈，我。不是出生在你之下就没事了，不是这样子。
And it doesn't mean that this is a license for us to do whatever we want.
如果不警醒、不追求、不知道感恩、敬畏神呢，那么我们就要犯罪哦，就会犯罪。
Because if we are not vigilant, we are unthankful, then it will be easier for us to commit sin against God.
尤其是我们的小孩子。
Especially our children.
哦，那主的恩典是够我们用的。
And God's grace is sufficient for us.
只要我们在神的面前认错，神一定是信实公义的，会赦免我们的罪。
As long as we confessed and repent of our sins, God will surely forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
哦，不要自暴自弃哦。
Please do not blame yourself.
对，因为呢，你看马拉西这么严重的错误，神因为他的悔改，神还是赦免他哦。
Manasseh is such an evil man, but yet at the end of his life, when he confessed his sins and repented, God forgave him.
好，我们可以看到我们在信仰当中，我们必须要在这块要很谨慎哈。
Therefore, we have to be so vigilant and be so aware.
所以换句话说，这个世界怎么变，我们绝对不能去 compromise， 不可以去学他的，不可以的。
And it doesn't matter how much our society change, we have to be steadfast.
哦，因为呢，魔鬼哈，会利用各式各样的方式呢，来让我们哈离开我们的神。
Because the devil will use his many schemes and tricks to make us walk away from God.
对，这是魔鬼最终的目的。
And this is his game plan.
好，那今天呢，我们不要靠自己而已哦。
Therefore, today we must not rely on ourselves.
我们要靠神。
We have to rely on God.
因为呢，我们靠自己绝对做不到。
Because if we depend on ourselves, we are in trouble.
对，因为这个世界告诉我们说，你靠自己就可以成功。
Because the world tells us that just depend on yourself, you'll be fine.
对，但是在神的信仰，在神的道路上面，不可以只有靠自己。
However, in the path of God, we must never depend on ourselves.
我们一定要懂得靠神。
We must learn to depend on God.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，我已经为你们祷告了，这个好安慰的一句话。
Because Jesus had said in the book and the Bible that he had prayed for us.
对，这个 prayer 哈，这个不是安慰而已，而且是个应许。
And this is not his comfort to us, but this is actually his promise.
那么这句话就是在他要离开哦，他要离开门徒之前讲的话。
And the statement was made before his ascension to heaven.
因为他清楚知道门徒即将要遇到的问题呢，是非常大的信仰问题。
Because our Lord Jesus knew the sufferings and the afflictions that the disciples would go through.
今天的主耶稣，今天神也了解我们在世界上所遇到信仰上的问题是极大无比。
And today, God knew the hardships and difficulties that we will encounter.
但是他给了我们应许，给了我们安慰，说我已经为你们祷告。
But he had given us this promise that he's always praying for us.
所以不是靠我们自己哦。
Let us not depend on ourselves.
我们绝对要靠神。
We have to always depend on God.
好，我们求神继续带领我们，帮助我们。
And we pray that God will continually guide and protect us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing him.
我们唱诗。378
Let's all rise up and sing hymn number 378.